Sitting down with head coach Vance Joseph at the conclusion of the 2017 NFL draft. Coach, what's the biggest area the Broncos got better at this weekend?
Well, I would say this. We got faster. Between that third round and the seventh round there, our goal was to draft more interior speed from the slot and the running back position. Here's why. We've got those two receivers outside, and everyone plays us in cover two or plays in shell coverage. So we needed guys inside who can attack linebackers.
That's something that what we've seen from Mike McCoy a bunch is attacking the center of the field. He have a little bit of an influence, and hey, we need some speed in the middle here.
Absolutely. From the day we hired Mike, Mike was begging for more juice, in the inside parts of the offense, and he's got it now, and he's excited, to work with those guys, and they're all, they're all just great with the ball in their hands. They can go from, making a 4-yard catch and, making it a 40-yard gain. And that's important to have on your offense if you're going to be explosive. Obviously, drafting Bowles at number one as a left tackle in our division was imperative because every team's got two rushers in this division. So we have to be able to block speed rushers, and Bowles can do that. And then to fall back in round two and to draft Walker as an interior rusher, that's huge for us because rushers and corners and tackles are hard to acquire. So the more you have, the better you're off. So we're excited about the draft.
I know you mentioned the speed. We also noted the attitude, too. I mean, Bowles comes in here with that mean streak, and even DeMarcus Walker today, too.
Absolutely. Even Carlos Henderson, I mean, he's a man with the football in his hand. Changing culture and attitudes of your football team cannot be a hope. It's got to be on purpose, and you have to go find guys who fit that mold. You can't hope that guys acquire that. They have it or they don't have it. So we went out and got, seven or eight guys who have the attitude of toughness, and hating to lose. That's important in the NFL because it's a hard game. It's going to be tight games every week, and guys who hate to lose won't lose.
You mentioned the center of the field. You pick up what could have been the steal of the draft in Jake Budd. What can a tight end like that do for the offense?
Jake would have been a second-round pick, lowest if he wasn't injured. But having Jake, I mean, he's a great route runner. He's got great ball skills. He's a competitive inline blocker. He's a smart guy, so you can use him in a number of different ways with the offense. So we're excited about Jake. He should be ready to go probably, August, September. So we're excited about that.
It's the first time that you've gone through this weekend as the head coach. What was it like in the war room there?
It was great. John and his staff did a great job. We were so organized, and we stuck to the board, and it wasn't a time where we panicked. We moved when we had to move to, pick up players we wanted. And again, it was purpose. It wasn't hope. We didn't sit back and kind of, hope these guys were going to be there. If it was a guy we wanted and he was four picks away, we went and got our guy. So it was well organized by John and his staff and Matt Russell and those guys. So it was easy. It's easy when you're organized, but that takes work. That takes, that takes 4 or 5 months of work to be that organized. And it was great.
I know that we have the rookie orientation coming up. What's next for these rookies once you get them in the building?
Well, a week from Thursday, it's going to be the orientation, and that's a little different, In my belief, it's hard for those kids to come in, without playing football for months to have a full-fledged practice. So we're going to bring them in and just get them accustomed to how we do things, from meetings to our media, to our weight room, to the coaches. So it's going to be some football stuff, but it won't be a full-fledged practice. That's going to allow those guys to come in and, just get comfortable, for a weekend. And then Monday, we'll throw them into with the veterans in the phase two. And, here we go.
That's a little bit scary when you get introduced to the veterans, huh?
Absolutely. So you want to bring them in, and you want to keep the anxiety down to a minimum, for guys. And what happens when you have a full, full-fledged practice, guys are so tight and so wound up, you have injuries. We don't want to lose one of our major draft picks to injury because he's not relaxed. So it doesn't make sense to go out there and have a full practice when they're not ready to practice.
All these potential, all these prospects, now you get your hands on them. How excited are you to get them ready?
I'm very excited because this class is going to make our football team better, and that's what I'm excited about.
All right. Thank you very much. That's head coach Vance Joseph.